This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد One of the six articles of Iman and the belief is to believe in the messengers of Allah ذو الجلال والإكرام عليهم الصلاة والتسليم Rasulullah. As a Muslim, you have to believe in every single messenger of Allah, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. And when it comes to the belief of the messengers, first and foremost, you need to understand the definition, you need to know the definition of a messenger. We find in the text of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there are two words that have been used. One is the word Rasul, the other one is Nabi. Rasul and Nabi. Generally, the word Rasul and Nabi is used for a prophet or messenger. But sometime there is a difference between the Nabi and Rasul. Not every Nabi is Rasul, but every Rasul is Nabi. And the difference is that the word Nabi comes from Naba. Naba means news. Nabi is someone who receives news from Allah, who receives revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasul, the word Rasul comes from Arsal, which means to dispatch, to send. Rasul is someone who is sent. And the word Arsala also comes from Risala. Risala means message. That is why Rasul is translated as messenger. And as you can understand from the linguistic meaning of the word Rasul, which is messenger, a messenger means someone who has been instructed to convey the message. So the core difference between Rasul and Nabi is that Nabi is someone who receives the revelation from Allah, but he is not obliged to convey that message to others. Whereas Rasul is someone who has been instructed to convey the message to others. So when it comes to the Prophet, in English, the word prophet is the translation of the word Nabi. And the word messenger is the translation of the word Rasul. What is part of our Iman is to believe in all the messengers. As I said, every messenger is the Nabi. Every messenger is Nabi. Because he receives, every messenger receives news and revelation from Allah. And he's also instructed to convey the message to others. Whereas Nabi, not necessarily is the Rasul. Not every Nabi is Rasul, and Nabi is not ordered to convey the message. Some scholars have added another point into this. And that is that the Nabi is someone who does convey the message to others, but Not a new legislation from Allah, not a new message. Rather, he continues spreading the same message as of the message of his previous Rasul, such as Harun alayhi salam. Harun was the Nabi. He was one of the prophets. And Harun was the brother, he was the brother of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was Rasul. Musa alayhi salam is the one who received revelation from Allah in the form of Torah and Alwah and the tablets. So he received revelation from Allah, and Musa alayhi salam was also instructed to convey the message to others. Whereas Harun alayhi salam, he was the brother of Musa alayhi salam. He did not receive any new legislation. All he did, he conveyed the message of Musa alayhi salam to others. So this is another difference that some of the scholars have mentioned between Rasul and Nabi. But every Nabi and every Rasul is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi is from Allah, and Rasul is also from Allah dhul jalali wal ikram. That is the reason that some of the scholars, although they are very few in number, held the opinion that the Nabi, prophet, can be from amongst women. And some held the opinion in the past, such as Ibn Hazm, that Maryam alayha salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, she was Nabiya. She was a prophet, but not messenger. Not messenger. Because she received revelation from Allah. And she was Nabiya. And they give some evidences. Although vast majority of the ulama, or vast majority of the scholars, are of the opinion that there is no any clear evidence that Maryam alayhi salam, she was Nabiya. But those scholars who believe, or those who held the opinion that Maryam was Nabiya, they give their evidence from the Quran. For example, Allah says in the Quran, Surah Ali Imran, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Allah says that the angels came to Maryam and they said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Allah has chosen you. وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. So angels, they communicated to Maryam alayhi salam directly. And they said to her, this is one. And the second one is their statement when they conveyed their message to Maryam alayhi salam, they said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ, Allah has chosen you. And generally in the Quran, the word istafa is used for the messengers or for the prophets. As Allah says, Allahu yastafi min al malaikati rusulan wa min an-nas. So when Allah says, when angels said to Maryam that Allah has chosen you, it is an indication that she was a Nabiya. Also in the Quran, there is a surah called Suratul Anbiya. Surah that is named Al Anbiya. Anbiya is the plural of Nabi, the prophets. In that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the stories of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, and even the name of Musa and Harun is also mentioned very briefly. And then the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Dawood, Sulaiman, Ayyub, Ismail, Idris, Dhulkifl, Yunus, and after making a mention of all these prophets, Allah also mentioned Maryam within the same surah. That is called Suratul Anbiya. As he said, although that is rare opinion or odd opinion, but there is no reason to deny, there is no strong evidence to deny that opinion. Okay, but when it comes to messenger, no one has ever said that messenger can be from amongst women. Messenger is always from amongst men. And this is part of our belief. Part of our belief. Why? Because there is clear evidence in the Quran. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. نوحي إليهم وما أرسلنا. We did not send, and the word arsalna, the word rasul comes from arsalna. Allah says we did not send message to anyone except rijalan. Rijal means men, except men. So for rasul there is clear evidence. Every rasul is a man. So when it comes to the definition of rasul and nabi, we need to be clear. As I said, generally rasul can be called nabi, nabi is called rasul in loose terms, but when you compare both words rasul and nabi, then there is slight difference. That is why our nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been called nabi and he has been called rasul in the Quran. Allah says ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik and ya ayyuhan nabi inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. And another evidence that supports this definition is that in the Quran we find that whenever Allah says to his Nabi ya ayyuhar rasul, he makes the mention of something that has to be conveyed to others, as it is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, O messenger, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, convey whatever has been revealed to you. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ. But when it comes to Nabi, Allah makes the mention of something that does not have to be conveyed to others necessarily. It is either Allah is talking to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly addressing one of the issues, or even praising his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين. O Nabi, fear Allah. That is why the scholars have said Nabi is someone who receives revelation from Allah in order to spiritually develop himself. As Allah says about Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says, we gave glad tiding to Zakariya alayhi salam that he will have a child named Yahya and he will be نَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will be Nabi, مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, from amongst the righteous people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Nabi or the Prophet in order to spiritually develop him. And no doubt every Nabi, every Prophet is a righteous individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his Nabi, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. O Nabi, why have you made something haram on you that Allah has made halal for you? يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. O Nabi, we have sent you as a witness and we have sent you as the giver of glad tiding and the warner. So Allah addresses Nabi, and whenever Allah says يا أيها النبي, he does not make the mention of anything that needs to be conveyed to others. So this another evidence that supports this definition. But in conclusion, Rasul and Nabi, we have to believe in all the Anbiya and all the Rusul. How many messengers and how many Rasuls have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay, when it comes to the number of messengers or number of prophets even, there is no any authentic narration that confirms the number. Although there is a narration that is collected by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in his Musnad, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that the Anbiya, the Prophets, they were over 124,000 Prophets. But that narration is weak. Okay? We do not know exact number of the messengers or the prophets. But if we bear in mind that definition, the difference between Rasul and Nabi, it seems that the Anbiya or the Nabi or the Prophets were far more in number than the messengers. What we find in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran by name only few of them. How many are mentioned in the Quran? Missed one. Okay. 25 of them are mentioned by name in the Quran. Okay. And out of these 25, most of them are mentioned in one particular passage of the Quran. Does anyone know that passage? Surah Al-Anbiya. That in Surah Al-An'am. In Surah Al-An'am. In that one passage, Allah has mentioned 18 prophets. Okay? When you say prophets, it means some of them are messengers, some of them are rusul, some are not rusul. So Allah says, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. So you can count with me if you want. إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَّن نَّشَاءُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَى وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين. How many? 18. Okay. Within these three verses, within four verses actually, Allah has mentioned 18 in one place. So we know by name 18 in that. Obviously, some of these names have been repeated in other verses as well. So all together, 25 of them are mentioned in the Quran. That we know for sure. But there are others that are mentioned in some of the narrations. Does anyone know any prophet that is mentioned in the hadith but not in the Quran? Salih mentioned so many places in the Quran. Khidr. Yeah, Sahib Musa. Some scholars are of the opinion that Khadir, that is mentioned no by name in Surah Al-Kahf, the one who traveled with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he broke the ship and then he killed the child and then he straightened the wall. So his name was Khadir. And some scholars, not all of them, agree on this opinion. Some said he was a prophet. Another one that is also mentioned in the Quran, but again there is no evidence whether he was, no clear evidence, we should say, that he was prophet or not, there was Luqman. Luqman. Okay? Some even said Dhulqarnain was also prophet. But someone who is not mentioned in the Quran, but he mentioned in the hadith, is Yusha bin Nun, Sahib Musa. And another one that is mentioned is Daniel. Okay. So, as he said, only few of them are mentioned by name in the Quran or in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we cannot determine the number, how many. But generally we have to believe that Every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from Allah dhul jalal ikram. They're sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot disbelieve in any of his messengers. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Allah says, whoever disbelieves in Allah, in angels, in the divine books of Allah, and in the messengers of Allah. Okay, so that is general belief. And as part of our belief in messengers is that all the messengers that were sent, those messengers who were sent to human being, to mankind, to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, they were men, they were bashar. And this was something that their nations or their own people objected to. They said, if Allah wanted to choose someone to be his messenger, to convey his message, to convey his divine message, he subhanahu wa ta'ala should have chosen someone from amongst the angels. So their understanding was that a human being cannot be a messenger. And Allah mentioned in the Quran that those nations or the people of those messengers, they objected and they said, قَالُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. They said, you are human like us. How can you be a messenger of Allah? So you are human like us. And the messengers replied, and they never said, no, we are not human. Rather, we are created from the light of Allah. Rather, they confirmed, they said, قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنْ نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. The messengers replied, when their nation objected, when their people objected to them being messenger of Allah, while being a bashar and a human being, they replied, and they never denied that they are not human beings, rather they confirmed, they said, إِنَّحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Yes, we do acknowledge and we do admit and we do confirm that we are bashar, we are human being. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala favors whomsoever He wills from amongst His slaves. So He is the one who has chosen us to be His messenger and to convey His message. So it is part of our belief, which means what? If a person does not believe that messengers are human being, that his iman in messengers of Allah is not correct. It is a serious issue, and unfortunately amongst Muslims are those who claim that messengers, or more particularly the final messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not a human being, or he was not a bashar, or some. Obviously, when we find a clear ayah in the Quran that Allah said to His Nabi that you are bashar, they cannot refuse, they cannot reject it, they cannot deny it. What they say, yes, it was for Allah to call His Nabi bashar, but for us to call a Nabi, to call the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and to say that he was a human being, it is kind of insult for him or disrespect towards Nabi. Why? Are you trying to say that Allah disrespected His Nabi? Na'udhu billahi min thalik. Who taught us the respect for our Nabi? Allah. Allah is the one who has taught us to respect His Nabi. How is it possible for Allah to disrespect His Nabi? Na'udhu billah. Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm a human like you. And as he mentioned last week or week before, hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that at one occasion the Prophet ﷺ, he forgot in his salah, instead of leading four rak'at of dhuhr or asr, he led only two, and then he left masjid and he came back and he confirmed his companion, and they all confirmed, they said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, you led only two rak'at. Then the Prophet ﷺ made another two rak'at, and then he made sajdah al-sahw, and after he completed the salah, he addressed his companions, and part of his khutbah and part of his address was innama ana bashar ansa kama tansawn. I'm a human being like you. I forget the way you forget. So it is core part of our belief and iman that the messengers of Allah are human beings. And as he mentioned, is also part of our belief that every messenger is a man. Every messenger, no messenger was a woman. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And the messengers of Allah, they are infallible as well. Meaning they do not commit major mistakes or major sins. Allah has protected them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. And this is core belief of the core part of our belief that the anbiya and the rusul, they are ma'asoom. And no one else, no one other than messengers of Allah, no one other than prophets of Allah is ma'asoom. Meaning no one is granted divine protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from committing sins. And this is our belief even with regards to the companions. And we believe that the best of the creation of Allah after the prophets and messengers of Allah are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is part of our belief that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, he is the best of human beings after the messengers and the prophets of Allah dhul jalali wal ikram. But is he ma'asoom? No, we don't believe that. Is Umar ma'asoom? Uthman ma'asoom? Ali ma'asoom? No. The companions were not ma'asoom. Ma'asoom means infallible. But if the companions were not infallible, then what about those who came after the companions? And people sometimes get offended at those who are very stubborn in following in their madhahib. The madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad. You say, yes. We respect those great imams. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them immensely for the services they provide to the religion of Islam. The way they preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made great efforts and great sacrifice. No doubt. But at the end of the day, they are human beings and they are not ma'asoom. So it is very, very important to understand that point. That our belief is that the Anbiya and the Rusul are infallible, but no one else is infallible. And it is also part of our belief that all the messengers, all the prophets have died. All of them, they have died. This is something that Allah has confirmed in the Quran. In Surah Al-Anbiya, again Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And then in the following ayah, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. We did not make those messengers, we did not give them the bodies or jasad. The body, لا يأكلون الطعام, who did not need the food, rather all of them, they ate food. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ, and no one amongst them was in this dunya forever. So all the messengers, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have died. We also believe, it is part of our belief, that messenger and the Nabi, any messenger and any Nabi, wherever they die, they are buried on the same spot. This is what happened to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, there was a bit of ikhtilaf or difference amongst the companions dhuwanullahi al-majma'in with regards to the burial of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And some of them, they said, we are going to bury him in Baqi, because Baqi was the main cemetery of Medina al-Munawwara at that time, even today. So there was a that you know difference of opinion amongst the Sahaba, amongst the companions. At that point, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala mentioned, he said, I have heard the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam saying, مَا قُبِضَ نَبِيٌّ إِلَّا دُفِنَ حَيْثُ يُقْبَضْ. I heard the Messenger of Allah saying that no Nabi passes away except that he is buried on the place where he passes away. And when the companions heard that from Abu Bakr, authentic narrator, and they had no doubt in his statement, in his narration, all of them they accepted and they said, okay, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed away in this particular spot. We are going to move his bed and we are going to dig his grave in that spot. That was within the house, within the room of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was buried there. And obviously that time, the masjid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was small, and the grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was not part of the masjid. Later, when the masjid was extended, the grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was included within the masjid. But when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, his grave was not made, was not dug in the masjid. Rather, it was in the house of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It is also part of our belief in the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects their bodies after they are buried in their graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects their bodies and their bodies do not decompose. As Allah says, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala harrama 'ala al-ard an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya. Allah has prohibited the earth to eat up the bodies of the messengers. So their bodies are protected within their graves, all the messengers and all the prophets. So this is a general belief, and as I said, the number, we do not know the number, but whatever is mentioned, whoever is mentioned in the Quran by name, we believe in them by name, and those who are not mentioned in the Quran or in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, we still believe in them. And part of our belief in the messengers is to believe in the final messenger and final Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And someone who does not believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was final messenger and final Nabi and Prophet as well, he actually does not believe in rest of the Anbiya and Rusul also. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam had clearly said that I'm Khatamun Nabiyyin, I'm the final of the prophets and messengers. Allah says in the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah and he is خاتم النبيين. خاتم means the seal. Seal, as it was very commonly used amongst the Arabs, say when you use some, when you call something a seal, it means that nothing can be added into it. So it's been sealed. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the seal of all the prophets, meaning no prophet would be after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And anyone who claims to be prophet after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is none other than a liar and kadhab and dajjal. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, سَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي قَرِيبًا مِّن ثَلَاثِينَ دَجَّالُونَ. Or in other words, in another narration says, سَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي ثَلَاثُونَ كَذَّابُونَ دَجَّالُونَ كُلُّهُمْ يَزْعَمُ أَنَّهُ نَبِيٌّ وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. The Prophet ﷺ said, from within my ummah, within his ummah means those who claim to be Muslim, those who initially claim to be Muslim, those who claim that they believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah ﷺ. He said, from my ummah, there will be around 30 people, one after the other. It can happen two or three at a time. So he said, nearly 30 Kadhab and Dajjal, the liars. And the Prophet ﷺ called them Dajjal. They, kulluhum yaz'am annahu nabi. Each one of them will claim that he is a nabi, he is a prophet. Wa ana khatamun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di. And I'm making clear to you that I'm the seal of all the prophets and there is no prophet after me. And throughout the history, you find that there were many people who claimed to be nabi, to be prophet after Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was one who claimed to be prophet during the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Musaylama, and he was killed. Tulayha al-Asadi, Aswad al-Anasi, and there were many during the time of the companions as well. And after that it continued. But in this particular time, we have someone who has a big following throughout the world, and which is Ghulam Ahmad. Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, and they don't call themselves Qadiani, rather they call themselves Ahmadi. And our scholars have said that it is not right we call them Ahmadi. We are the Ahmadis. Ahmad means the one who follows Ahmad. And Ahmad, who is Ahmad? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's Ahmad. Allah mentioned his name in the Quran. Isa alayhi salam told his people that there will be a messenger who would come after me and his name would be Ahmad. In Surah As-Saff in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. So it is not right to call them Ahmadi. Rather, they are Qadianis from an area in India called Qadian. And Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he was from that area. And he claimed, although he changed his claims over a period of time, and initially he claimed that he was a Mahdi, that the Prophet ﷺ has predicted that he will come closer to the hour. And then after a while he claimed to be Isa alayhi salam, because he claimed that Isa alayhi salam, the messenger of Allah, the prophet of Allah, Isa ibn Maryam, he passed away. He was crucified. This was his belief. And I am Isa, the one that is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he created the confusion that Mahdi and Isa are not two different individuals. Rather, Mahdi Isa, Isa is Mahdi, and I am the one who has been predicted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then eventually he claimed to be Nabi. And he clearly said that he receives revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was confronted by the scholars of Islam, and his answer used to be that I am the prophet with the stamp of the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he deceived people, and even his followers until now he deceives so many people with this statement. They say, and they twist the meaning of the ayah of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That says khatamun nabiyyin. Khatam means seal, and khatam in Arabic also means ring. And as we know that the Prophet ﷺ used to have his ring, and he used to use his ring as a stamp as well. And on his ring it was written Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad Rasul Allah, in three lines. This is how it is described in the hadith. The ring of the Prophet ﷺ had Muhammad Rasul Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that was his khatam. And he says, Ghulam Ahmad and his followers, they say that Muhammadur Rasulullah ﷺ, he was khatamun nabiyyin, meaning that any prophet that comes after him, he would be stamping them. He would be giving them stamp. And he has given me the stamp, so I'm prophet. And unfortunately, so many people are deceived by them. They call themselves Ahmadi. And until about 20, 22 years ago, when we didn't have any Muslim or Islamic Islamic TV channels here, they had their TV channel. And they named their TV channel Muslim TV. So many Muslims, they were deceived by them. With this name, they call themselves Muslim. And I don't advise you, but if you ever by chance pass through one of their centers, You will find that at the forefront or in the entrance of the center, they always write the ayah, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. People are ignorant people. The people who do not understand the deception, they are caught by their tricks and they say, you know, they are the one who have written this ayah. They believe in this ayah, خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. They believe in خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. And they even write, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ as well. But they never say, Ghulam Ahmad is Rasulullah. That's why at the start I said, there is like this difference between Rasul and Nabi. And they never say, Ghulam Ahmad was Rasul. They say that he was Nabi, he was a prophet. Because prophet is a lower level than Rasul. In a lower rank, you can say. Okay? But anyway, our belief is that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger and final prophet of Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. And these Qadianis and Ahmadis, they have big following in the Europe and even in the UK and in Asia, in African countries, and surprisingly in some Arab countries, and they have big following in Egypt. In fact, they have their own TV channel in Egypt, in Arabic. Unfortunately. Anyway, our scholars, they continue confronting them, refuting them. And in mid-70s, a law was passed in Pakistan that declared them kuffar, that they are not Muslims. And the sole reason was these ayat of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Because it is core belief. It is a part of our core belief. To believe that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final and last messenger of Allah Dhul Jalali Ikram, and there will be no messenger, no prophet after Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyone who believes that there can be a prophet after Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his core belief is not correct, hence he is not Muslim. ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. And when we believe that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet and final messenger of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, we also believe that our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the most virtuous of all the messengers. We also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a messenger to whole mankind. Whereas the previous messengers, they were sent to a particular nation, to a particular area. But our Nabi SAW, the final messenger, he was sent as a messenger to entire mankind. As Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. Say to them, O people, I'm the messenger of Allah to you all, entire mankind. He's the messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the entire mankind, and there will be no other messenger after him until the day of judgment. We also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor him with major intercession on the day of judgment, when the mankind will be in the state of great fear and horror. They will come to Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and finally they will approach our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, requesting them, all these messengers, to intercede on their behalf and to request Allah Dhul Jalali Ikram to begin the hisab and the reckoning. But all of these messengers, they will refuse, and finally they will come to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will accept their request, and he will intercede on behalf of entire mankind, requesting Allah Dhul Jalali Ikram to begin the reckoning. And we also believe that the Prophet, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was given many, many miracles. One of those miracles was his, what he's mentioned in the hadith, "U'titu jawami'al kalim." Allah gave him the ability to utter only few words, short statements, but they were so concise, they contained huge meaning. That is called jawami'ul kalim. This was a miracle of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the greatest miracles of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that is still with us and it will remain with us until the Day of Judgment is the Book of Allah, Quran. The great miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, and we have to attach ourselves to the Book of Allah, Dhul Jalal Ikram. So that's all for with regards to video. Obviously, there's a lot of detail, but we cannot cover everything within one lecture. But this is the general belief and specific belief in the Messenger of Allah, Dhul Jalal Ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to be firm in our iman and our belief. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our mistakes and our errors. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Prophet Idris die, or is in Idris? There is no evidence that he was raised to the heavens. Isa alayhi salam, he did not die, he was not crucified. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him towards the heavens, and he will be sent again near the hour. Isa alayhi salam, he will come down and he will rule on this earth for a number of years, and some ahadith mentioned that he will rule for 40 years. And he is the one who is going to kill Dajjal also. With regards to Idris alayhi salam, there's no evidence that he was, he did not die and he was raised. And some people get confused or they misunderstand the ayah of the Quran in Surah Maryam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Allah says, mention in the book Idris, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا, he was truthful and he was the prophet of Allah. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Allah says, we raised him to a high place. Okay? To raise him, where Allah says, رَفَعْنَاهُ, we raised him to a high place. It doesn't mean that Allah raised him towards the heavens and he did not die. Are the angels considered ma'soom? Yeah. Angels, there's difference between the word ma'soom or the angels. So, as we mentioned last week, the angels have not been given the ability to sin. They have not been given the free will to disobey Allah. Okay? But human beings, they have been given that free will. They have been given that ability to sin. And that is the sign of perfection. When as a human being, you have the ability to sin, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you. And they say this is the kamal of the prophets and the messengers of Allah. Some Shia consider the Imams a ma'soom. Does this take them out of the fold of Islam? Because this is disbelieving in one of the articles of Iman. When it comes to the belief of the Shia, this is not the only error in the Aqidah. There are many more issues, many other issues in the Aqidah. Starting, obviously, a part of our Iman is to believe in, first and foremost, in Allah. Okay, if you were to study the books of Shia with regards to their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is very strange. Very strange. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. I can't even relay here. But anyway, so that starts from there. And then they believe in the messengers. And when it comes to their belief in the messengers, again with regards to our final last messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them, they openly say, some others don't say, but this is what we find in their books. They said that Jibreel was sent to Ali actually, but by mistake he came to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. So, And after that, whether they believe in the Anbiya and Rasul being Ma'asum or non-Ma'asum doesn't really matter. If you believe that Jibreel by mistake came to Muhammadur Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent to Ali. And the ghulat amongst them, not all of them, those who go overboard, they basically believe that Ali is Allah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. So with regards to Rawafid, they a serious mistake in their aqeedah. Okay. Who is Mahdi? That is not our topic. Mahdi, the Prophet ﷺ said, a person will come near the hour, his name would be Muhammad and his father's name would be Abdullah. He will be called Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Okay. And he would be from the progeny of Quraysh as well. And he will rule, and he will be a pious individual. And there are many ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to Mahdi, but that's not our topic. You mentioned that all the prophets died, but does that include Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, except Isa? Let's say it that way. Okay. All the prophets have died, except Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salam has not died. And he was raised. He was not crucified. He was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heavens. And he will come back and he will be sent again. Okay. Are all the Anbiya and Rasul Ma'asum? Yeah, Anbiya and Rasul are Ma'asum. Yes. This is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay, inshallah. Do you have a question? Brother is asking a question that on during the night journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he met with some messengers such as Ibrahim alayhi salam or Musa alayhi salam. So does it mean that they are in the heavens or they're buried under the ground or in their graves? Okay. So when it comes to the night journey of the Prophet salam, first and foremost, we should bear in mind that the night journey itself was a miracle. And miracle, what is the definition of miracle? Miracle is something that is against the norm. Okay, something that is not common. Something that initially when you hear about it or when you read about it, you may not believe. Okay, something that is strange. So the night journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam itself is a miracle. Secondly, when it comes to those ahadith that mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam met Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam in the heavens, it doesn't mean that they are not buried in their graves. Within the same hadith is mentioned that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was taken from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Jerusalem, on his way he saw Musa alayhi salam in his grave offering the prayer. And later in the hadith the Prophet salam says, I met Musa alayhi salam in the heavens. Were there two Musa? No, one. So what do we understand from this? That is the knowledge of the unseen. We cannot even comprehend it. Our job is to believe in whatever the Prophet ﷺ has informed us. That's it. How it happens, we don't know. And we have no capacity. Allah has not given us the ability to comprehend that knowledge. So even the first part of the hadith, which says that Rasulullah ﷺ saw Musa ﷺ, and the wording of the hadith is, رَأَيْتُهُ قَائِمًا يُصَلِّي. The Prophet ﷺ says, I saw Musa standing and offering his salah. Someone who is buried in his grave, can he stand? There's no place. There's no that room in the grave. But the Prophet ﷺ saw him offering the salah while standing. That we can't comprehend. That is another world. That is why it is called barzakh. Barzakh means a barrier. So there is a barrier between us and the next life. and we cannot comprehend, but we have to believe in whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us. Likewise, when the Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam met Ibrahim alaihi salam in the heavens, we know that his grave is in Palestine, in Palestine. Okay, Ibrahim alaihi salam is buried there, but the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him in the heavens. How it happens, Allah knows best. We don't know, and we can't explain, we can't comprehend. Okay? Ma'soom, infallible, someone who does not commit major sin. Yeah, this is how what I started my lecture with. Okay, so you can view it, ladies. We'll be on YouTube, inshallah. Anbiya is the plural of Nabi. Rusul is the plural of Rasul. So I explained the definition of Nabi and Rasul, the difference between Nabi and Rasul. Okay, inshallah, you can watch it, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.